Hey guys, Vegas Fever Podcast. Jason and Paula here with you. Now, there's not really a whole lot going on, right, VGK-wise, but there's some other stuff kind of going
on. We're still waiting to find out who will be the next head coach.
I like Barry Trotz. Now, Barry Trotz interviewed with Winnipeg, and he's going to have some other interviews, so Vegas is going to have to fight a little bit to get him. But like I explained to you earlier, as Paula makes a face at me, as I explained to you earlier, Vegas, out of all the teams without any head coaches at the moment, Vegas has the most to give a new head coach, personnel-wise, in my opinion. Not so much on the way out, potentially, in a couple years, but right now.
Well, you know, what I said to you was, do you think it makes people more cautious coming to Vegas, players, coaches, etc., because of, you know,
well, money the talks. Turnaround? Well, money talks. And BS walks. So if you're going to tell me that you're going to give me 20, 30, 40 million to play in Vegas, I'll take an ugly exit because I'll be that much richer later. I think that's what these guys really feel. And they know that Vegas is going to go after the big fish. All these players in the league know that if you're a free agent, Vegas is in the conversation. And even if you're not, even if you're a trade target, you're in the conversation in Vegas. Coach, player, doesn't matter. So from that aspect, it's good. The ugly exits that we've seen have not been good, but it's all about the money, in my opinion. These guys want to play, but they want to earn, and they want to play for a contender.
I will play devil's advocate and say that, you know, while I agree it is about the money, it's also about their legacy. And how do you think Marc-Andre Fleury is feeling right now about his legacy?
I think Marc-Andre Fleury knows he could still play. He's approaching second on the all-time wins list. He has 3 Stanley Cups, and he believes he can win another. And he believes at 38 years old, going to be, right, that he can still do this. So, but
do you think that was just like a pleasant experience for him?
I think that was probably one of the less satisfactory days of his life, if I had to guess. But I don't know. From the outside looking in, it looks that way. You know. You know, so pretty quiet.
So your contender still is the Trotz.
I want Barry Trotz. And I'm not saying that if they get somebody else, it's bad. I would like Barry Trotz.
You should send them a message.
I think it takes one phone call, really. I think you just pick up the phone. No. I think it takes one phone call to Barry Trotz / Barry Trotz's people. Okay, that's what I think. You know, you're George McPhee or you're Kelly McCrimmon, right? I guess Kelly McCrimmon's running the show there. You pick up the phone and you say, hey, Barry, whatever offer you get, we'll match it and then some. Let me know. Why don't you come to Vegas and we'll sit and we'll talk. Look, I believe his kids are grown. This is not a looking for schools, looking for this, looking for that issue. Does Barry Trotz want to come to Vegas? Or who, you know, you could input name here.
Right.
If it's not Barry Trotz. If you have young kids, I don't recommend going to Nevada for education. But there's the money aspect.
Private school. Exactly. Et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Even though we're still in the, we had this talk not even that long ago about curriculum and, you know, all that crap. But yes, you're right. But if I'm Vegas's management, whoever it is, if it's not Barry Trotz, whoever it is, call and say, whatever they give you, I'll give you more. Right? Because then they go to the interview saying, with Philadelphia, with Detroit, with Winnipeg, with whoever, Dallas now needs a coach. Rick Bonus is out. Rick Bonus is a really interesting candidate too.
Bonus.
So B-O-W-N-E-S-S. Bonus.
I would definitely call really, him Rick Boner.
He's a Rick, well... But, you know, the media in Vegas will have a field day with that one. So he's an interesting candidate because he took over during the season, I believe, right before the bubble. I think it was that season right before everything happened with COVID. And his team had a run all the way to the Stanley Cup. But they lost to Tampa. So then Corey Perry, who played for Dallas, went to Montreal and then lost to Tampa again. So he lost to Tampa twice. And guess where Corey Perry ended up? In Tampa. Can't beat him, join him. Right? Same thing with Pierre-Edouard Belmar. He's with them too.
Well, he had no choice. And Pete DeBoer did the same thing. If you can't beat him, join him as far as Golden Knights.
Ah, but he did beat them in that controversial playoff series in 2019. But, so, you know, something that we can get into and that, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast is that, you know, the playoff series are hot and heavy right now. Yes. You've got Tampa up 3-0 now after a win today over Florida. They're looking to close that one out.
Hold on. With that being said, though, please, with all the playoff news and action going on, please check out Inside the Rink. Everybody is posting articles, blogs, YouTubes. It's a great time to be a hockey fan.
Also announced today is they are going to have that new department starting up about salary cap. So that's a really good thing too. Just announced today, as a matter of fact, which they're looking for. Analytic people.
Was this public announcement?
Yes, it just okay. It was, yeah. I know you're looking at me like you're nuts because, you know,
yeah.
Of course the people who are within the company, you know, had an idea before it got out, but it's out now.
Oh, okay.
So they're hiring as well and at a rapid pace getting new people, you know, in with Inside the Rink. They're looking for, you know, content creators, podcasters, YouTubers, writers, analytics. Salary cap stuff. If you are into any of that and you can hear the sound of my voice and you want to, you know, check it out at insidetherink.com and at inside_the_rink on Twitter. That was a really, really good thing for Paul to put out because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fantastic people.
I mean, somebody is constantly pumping out something. So if, obviously, if you are listening to this, you are interested in hockey. So please go check them out.
So Tampa up 3-0 now. We've also got a little bit of controversy in the Colorado-St. Louis series, which Colorado leads 2-1. Colorado was 6-1 in the playoffs, and they are fantastic. My pick for the Western Conference, you know, in the Stanley Cup from the Western Conference. A little bit of controversy. Nazem Kadri runs into Jordan Binnington. And
oh, is that what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, so a few people... You know, mainly believe that it's controversial because it was on purpose. Nazem Kadri has an issue in the past about being kind of a, you know, douchebag. But this wasn't his fault.
Is he like the...
He's the Tom Wilson of the Western Conference. No. Yeah, he's a real piece. Ryan Reeves?
No. Evander Kane.
Oh, is yeah. He's almost there. See, if he's like Evander Kane, but he keeps his money. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the deal.
See, Ryan Reeves is not like that.
No, Ryan Reeves invests his money. We're not talking about money. That. Okay, yeah. No, Ryan Reeves
is not nasty like that.
Well, he can back up his stuff, which is important. And we're going to get, you know, to that as well. But yeah, so 2-1 in favor of the Avalanche. And Binnington is done, and that's St. Louis's, you know, goalie from a couple years ago that won the Stanley Cup with now Golden Knight Alex Pietrangelo. They have another guy backing up Binnington. It's really important that you have two good goalies in the playoffs because we've seen Colorado a couple years ago when they lost, went to Seattle in the expansion draft. Grubauer. Mm. When they lost Grubauer and they had another guy come in, it wasn't the same. So if you lose your goaltender, you should really have two good ones. So we'll see if St. Louis is as good. I think that St. Louis was done before this. I think they're done now. I mean, obviously Colorado, I like marching to the Western Conference Finals. And the Battle of Alberta has been fantastic. Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers evened up the series after a 9-6 game one win for Calgary. That in the environments in those buildings, I mean, we'll get to Madison Square Garden, but the environments in those buildings, those people haven't had a Stanley Cup in their country since 1993. We're approaching 30 years. Montreal Canadiens beat the LA Kings in 93. They want the cup. They want the damn cup, the cup where it began. They want it. Okay. It belongs there in a lot of people's minds. And those are the last two hopes for Canada. So, which leads me to now the reason why we're kind of talking, I guess, today is
we're at an impasse in our relationship.
Okay, I don't know about all that. Okay, I think that's a little much, you know. But Rangers get back in the series.
Okay, let me just preface this by saying that I have always been a Rangers fan. I am from New York. Strangely enough, I am from Long Island, but I am not an Islanders fan. I am a Rangers fan.
Glad we put that together. Okay.
Anywho, so the Rangers, I guess you would say, are my second team now that the Golden Knights are born.
Vegas born.
Anyway, it has always been Jason's team, the Rangers, as well. And he is rooting against them, and I don't know how to feel. It's very sad.
Not only rooting against them, but for their demise very, very hardly. Okay.
That's just so yucky.
Look.
Yuck. I think, and you know the reason is because of Gallant, however you want to say it, he is Gallant.
I don't like Gallant, first off.
Reeves.
Gallant.
Okay, and I'm just like, they didn't want to leave the Knights, so don't, he was a huge Reeves fan. I almost got me a Reeves jersey, so.
And a Gallant jersey.
I don't understand why this hate for your second team. Not only is he saying now it's not his second team, but he's rooting for the fucking Canes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that we live in North Carolina, but they are the biggest pieces of shit.
Let's go Canes, baby. Now, let Daddy step on up and explain himself, okay?
There's so nothing to do. You're a traitor.
There's plenty to explain. I was a Ranger fan until 2017. Do you know what happened in 2017? The Golden Knights were born. I dropped
so
everything.
Was your son.
I dropped, yes, our son was born in 2017. That has nothing to do with Gerard Gallant, Ryan Reeves, and the New York Rangers, okay? So 2017, Vegas is born, okay? That's my team. Everybody else can go kick rocks. I haven't followed the Rangers in 5 years. Listen.
You haven't followed the Canes chickens.
That okay.
Either.
First off, this isn't Raisin Canes from Nevada.
The only reason why we saw them was to go see a Knights game.
Listen, we live in the state of North Carolina.
So are you a fucking Panthers fan? No, you're a Giants fan. Are you not one now either? Oh my God.
Your Honor, I would like to plead. I would like to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
You know what? He is a traitor. He's not even really a true UNLV fan. He's a Tennessee fan.
Oh, this woman.
He's a Tennessee fan.
Oh, this woman. No, Tennessee's my second team.
No, UNLV
is my first.
Okay,
I get taken to Tennessee volunteer games. So I am very grateful.
I'm going to post on Twitter his Tennessee shrine.
I could post that to myself. And it's not a shrine. It's like a mini...
It's a shrine. It's a shrine.
Okay.
Yet there's no UNLV shrine in sight.
Okay, first off, because we've got to actually be able to buy UNLV stuff.
We have vintage UNLV stuff that sits in a box.
Speaking of that, VegasVarsity.com. VegasVarsity.com. Promo code VFP10 for an extra 10% off. Okay, we will get back to that shortly. Listen to me. You're not letting me explain. Let's start over. 2017, Vegas is born. Haven't followed the Rangers since. I'm making my Stanley Cup bracket picks. Okay. Carolina has been a very, very good team all year. I like them to go to the Stanley Cup final. I like Colorado to win the Stanley Cup final. I want my bracket to be really, really good. So I am rooting against the Rangers. I am rooting against all Golden Knights former.
It is not about a bracket.
It is.
It's not.
That the coach that left Vegas, not his fault.
It wasn't his choice.
I don't want anybody winning a Stanley Cup that was on Vegas this year.
I think Gerard Gallant deserves to win a Stanley Cup. He's been, you know, chewed out and spit up and, you know, he does well with his teams. He brings them.
He just told Tony D'Angelo to shut the fuck up.
So?
You know, right? I mean, former Ranger great Tony D'Angelo on the way out, getting in fights with players and shit. You know what I mean? He's been an angel in Carolina.
I didn't say.
Listen.
He was an angel.
In Carolina this year, he was an angel. A model citizen and teammate, but in New York, maybe he had the New York, the New Yorker feelings. You wanted to kick some ass. Listen, okay? This is how I feel. I'm allowed. Paula has a problem.
I do. It, I do. And that's perfectly fine. I don't like it.
Look, look, your Rangers of they the won New tonight. York, of the New York Rangers, they won. Got back into the series tonight. Yes. Okay?
I was glad.
All right. And it got real, real shitty and nasty at the end, which is because hot and spicy ugly material. Because your
ugly Raisin Canes are yucky. Okay.
It's not Raisin Canes.
Whatever.
It is the Carolina Hurricanes, formerly the Hartford Whalers, circa 1996. Okay.
Can I call them the Cocks?
Why would you call them the Cocks?
Because chicken.
They have nothing to do with chicken,
I
baby.
I hear Canes. I think Raisin Canes.
Canes is short for Hurricanes. You even asked this last night after you had 3 glasses of wine. Okay. We talked about
it. So as you can tell, we are in an impasse in our relationship. I'm not sure how it's going to go down.
Here's how it's going to go down. Canes in 7 or 6. Here's how that's how it's going to go down. Okay. I mean, look,
you didn't
if the Rangers win, fine, but that's my pick.
I just think it would be so nice to support former teammates that were so good to the Vegas area. Mm. Not only that, did you forget that Ryan Reaves also not only went with the team, but also would go to children's hospitals, the cancer centers in Las Vegas.
Baby, they all do that. And
they don't
and
all is, do that. Okay,
first off, they are fantastic for doing that. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. But do not use that toward
me. He's just such a flip-flopper.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
Not a UNLV fan.
Yes, I am. Quiz me.
I'm staring at a hung-up Tennessee jersey right now. Where's
you're staring at a hung-up Tennessee?
UNLV it's right folded here. In the drawer.
Okay, why would you do that for right before the show? To completely no, fuck me no. up. Okay. UNLV was my first, was and is my first love. You know that. We've talked about that. Okay. But what have they done? Tell me. What have they done?
What has Tennessee done? Jesus.
I have to say that the atmosphere at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee it's is something that you absolutely have to witness once in your life. And I'm I was good. There at the Ole Miss game when they were throwing shit at Lane Kiffin and his team.
Now you get to I'll go never to forget Florida that. Game.
Yeah, I'm going to go see Florida. Okay, first off, go Vols. I'm going to go see Tennessee and Florida and Tennessee and Alabama. And that is a bucket list thing for me to see Alabama. I got to see Georgia and Ole Miss last year. Georgia won the national championship. That is a big, big deal for me. The person I went with is just very, very, very Tennessee. And look, he loves his team. And that's I'm objective because I'm from out west.
Our brother-in-law.
Right. We are from out west, and I mean, I get to see Nick Saban, and I don't really care for Nick Saban or Alabama, but it's Alabama, it's Nick Saban. He's got 7 national championships. It's a big deal, and it's going to be, and I thought my heart was going to beat out of my chest at that Ole Miss game because it was the checkerboard. They checkerboard mm-hmm. the stadium.
You guys got to.
It was just it was unbelievable. I learned, I am a good brother-in-law. I'm a good fan. I learned the fight song because that's what you do. And we're about 4.5-5 hours away from Knoxville. So, you know, it's going to become a tradition. And I'm very, 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 very thankful. And I'm very happy. And I love to do it. UNLV has been my first love. But what you know has what UNLV done?
Do you know what I hear?
I've been to Vegas in 3. Wrong.
Traitor.
Wrong. I haven't been to Vegas
I'm gonna
in 3
play
years.
That, Olivia Rodrigo song, okay. You're a traitor.
That is piss poor.
And I'm very sad that you are no longer a Rangers fan. I feel very alone.
Thinking about making the Canes my second team, well, the Board of Governors must approve. I don't know who the hell that is.
If I'm on the board, it
you're
ain't
not. That's
approved.
Why. That's why the Board of Governors is in here, in the old brain. Okay, that's what's going on. She's not happy.
No.
But look. Look, the Rangers... They're back in it, okay? Aren't you happy? They're back in it. So.
Our cat's meowing.
Maybe Paula should go let him in. What do you think? Okay. I kept him out because
we're wrapping
I
up.
Really
oh, we need
wanna...
to do.
Yes, we'll do that. There's a couple of other things that we'll get to after we get to a word from our amazing sponsors at Inside the Rink. I believe that's BetUS, and we'll go to, we'll throw it to Paula.
Yep, they have your NHL, NBA, UFC, PGA, and NFL betting lines up for their
28th.
Is it officially the 28th?
It's
year?
Coming up. Go ahead.
Live betting. Sign up for betus.com with promo code RINK for 125% sign up bonus.
Yeah, guys. Fantastic deal. Promo code RINK, RINK, because I like to spell. It's my favorite subject. For your 125% sign up bonus. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid, BetUS.com. Shout out to Anderson Hunt and Wink Adams for finally, especially for Anderson Hunt. Man, this is just a highway robbery that he wasn't in already, for entering UNLV's Hall of Fame.
You said this last.
I said it was coming up, but it was the ceremony was last night, which kind of can segue into, you know, what we're doing with Vegas Varsity. With Vegas Varsity, we're trying to get their follower numbers up. Follow Vegas Varsity, and when they reach 500 followers, we will give away a piece of merch from them, either a shirt or a hat from their site. So VegasVarsity.com, at Vegas Varsity, be sure to follow them. And they're a little over 200 followers, I think like 215 or so. So be sure and follow them. We're going to get that going. But really, really happy for Anderson Hunt. Really, really happy for Wink Adams. I think those are your next two numbers that go up to the Thompson Mack Center rafters, especially Anderson Hunt. Anderson Hunt should already be there. Anderson Hunt should have already been in the Hall of Fame. Ryan Wolf, former football player for UNLV, who is still like the Mountain West Conference leader in receptions or yards or something like that for a receiver to this day. And he played there like 10, 12 years ago. Really, really cool thing that they do. Lindy LaRocque, coach for UNLV, got a extension, which was well-deserved after taking the Lady Rebels to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 20 years. Also, you have really, really cool UNLV baseball winning the Mountain West Conference regular season title. So super happy about that. A lot of stuff, good stuff, UNLV going on. Down to the last two sites for the Oakland A's brass.
Oh.
And public funding, listen up, Nevada, public funding is back in play, but not in the form of a casino room tax. Steve Hill, chairman of, you know, the meetings that they have in Southern Nevada about the Raiders' bond payments, he said there is other ways to do this. And I think the A's and the city of Las Vegas have something cooking because they're still talking. Go ahead.
I thought we were going to discuss not talking about the A's until we had something concrete to talk about.
We do have something concrete to talk about. There is going to be a partnership between the A's potentially and a hotel. One is either going to come down or one is going to be built.
I'm
going
to ban you from talking about UNLV on this show because you are a Vols fan.
Vols. Okay. I like them. But you know my first love is always, even above Vegas, Golden Knights is UNLV. You know that. You know that.
Anyway, as everyone could tell, I am a bitter Betty about him switching up on the Rangers.
I'm trying to get you to Vegas during the UNLV basketball season as well as Golden Knights.
Oh, so joy.
Okay. You know, she's not that much of a UNLV fan herself. Okay, since you want to go
I'll
there.
I'll be gambling.
And that's fine. I hope you win once or twice. That would be nice. Okay. Loosen up the slot machines when we come. Please, I just want a couple of wins. We haven't been there in a while. I think it's time. Playing the lottery is not the same, damn it. I mean, it's Vegas should have a lottery.
Hey, I went off a scratch-off.
You did. Scratch-off tickets are fucking fantastic.
I want
Nevada, put them in the casinos. It could be really, really cool. Look, that's true. Okay.
Well, we're going to wrap it up.
We are going to wrap it up. So let's see. We've got checkout.
We're still waiting to hear who's the next coach. So
yes.
You might be hearing from us sooner rather than later. Hopefully.
Probably tomorrow morning, right after we do a show. Every time we do a show,
we'll have to get on.
There's news.
Do a mini
we'll have to.
Rant.
There's going to be some UNLV hockey stuff coming up as well. So be sure to follow at UNLV Rebel
yes,
Hockey
please.
As well at inside underscore the underscore rank and at Vegas Varsity.
And please, yes, use our code VFP10 for 10% off. He's doing a giveaway. I think I heard you mention.
Yeah, so when Vegas Varsity reaches 500 followers and they have like 215, they've gained a few since we started. There might have to be a couple of adjustments, but I really want their fan base to grow and his following to grow because fantastic stuff. I mean,
yeah,
good quality,
really great, stuff.
Great shipping, wonderful prices.
And unique stuff. That's what I like. It's not just your standard, you know.
Your garbage 89 jersey. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like fun. fun stuff on a
shirt.
Go
follow them. Go use our code if you see anything you like. Go follow Inside the Rink. And that's it.
Go Canes.
Go Rangers.
For Paula and Jason here. Everyone have a fantastic day, fantastic week. We'll talk to you again.